we wanted to use approaches and materials that were accessible to residential users of buildings. So someone who lives in the neighborhood, for instance, could use a lot of the technologies and the materials that we use for the Kendall House. So we don't have forced air. We use natural ventilation, and we have a lot of windows up high and down low that circulate airflow in a natural way that uses very little energy. And most importantly, we used an existing building. And the building was architecturally significant and well built enough that we felt like it was important to maintain this existing building, to update it, to repurpose it for our office needs. There's a lot of embodied energy in an existing building, and it saves on construction materials and construction cost and waste. We conserved energy in other ways by installing new windows, which is certainly something that a residential building user could do, by putting insulation in the walls, which was not present in a 1950s style building, and by reducing the amount of energy we use through energy efficient lighting, for instance, variable frequency motors, and then we produce some energy through photovoltaic panels that sit on the roof of the Kendall House. But before we produce any of that new green energy, it's important that we conserve what we can.